Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I attack. I just attack, and today will not be any different. But before I get started on what just immediately just pissed me off to the point that I have to talk about this, because this just goes, let me just go into that. First of all, I want to thank my 254 Spreaker followers. Thank you for following me. Thank you for liking the show. I hope you download. I hope you listen. You could listen live. You could chat live on rantinglouisb.blogspot.com/p/listen.live.html. And, so you could go there. You could chat with me. Tell me what you think. Or if you're on Spreaker, I guess there is a chat thing, but I don't really pay attention to that. So I wanted to get to this video that came out. I think it came out in June. It came out in June of this year. I believe. I could be wrong. Do not quote me on that. In fact, hold on. Let me be as precise as possible. There's this video called, and you know, you're probably judging it because that's you probably already know what it is because I put it as the name of the show. My response to this. It's called Masks Off, A Challenge for Men. It came out in September 14th. Of this year. It was done by Canadian Jeremy Loveday. His Twitter is at Jeremy Loveday. So after this, please tweet that son of a bitch. And you will understand why I'm calling him a son of a bitch. He came up with a poem. Basically, with the hashtag Men Let's Talk. It's called Mask Off, A Challenge for Men. And it goes, well, men could stop rape, men could stop gender violence. And he totally omits the other side. There's this documentary on YouTube, which is basically a collection of all news stories. It's called Only Men Rape, and it goes into how women rape as well. In fact, it goes into some statistics that one out of four lesbians will beat the crap out of their partner. Yeah, we don't hear about that domestic violence. We don't hear about the domestic violence men do to, that women have perpetrated against men. But since the laws only protect women, even if the guy didn't lay a finger on her and he looked like he spent a week in Fallujah, he's the one that gets locked up. But no, let's not have fucking poems like that, because that shows your hatred of women. You hate women because you want us to be equal. Sweetie. And this guy is like only. You know, I'm going to try to keep it clean, because somebody wants to listen and their hubby can't handle it, handle that type of language, can't handle the full force of Louis B. Sir, if you're listening, please get the dust out your vagina. Thank you very much. Get the sand out your veg. Thank you very much. So anyways, I mean, he's going through this poem, and apparently he's like a poetry slam in Canada. I mean, I just love how he's all doe-eyed looking at the camera like, man, with that false sincerity. You could tell it's false. It's not real passion. It's just like, hey, if I say this, this is going to get me a lot of girlfriends. This is going to get me a lot of sex. It's going to, you know, and that is his major. I mean, look, I don't fault them. If that's what you want, if this is how you choose to try to get women to like you by showing them, yeah, we're men are pigs. Yes, only you could prevent forest fires. Smokey, I've never been to the woods. Oops, almost. I almost slipped. You could take the Brooklyn out the boy, but you can't take. You could take the boy out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out the boy. I mean, it's just like you. He just doesn't mention, hey, ladies. Well, no, he goes into, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't be. Basically, he's saying we shouldn't blame women for what they wear, or that they got drunk, or that they're not taking responsibility for their own safety. That it's all on us. So, you mean I have to be Captain Save-A-Ho? That's not a curse. I have to be Captain Save-A-Ho because I'm a man, and it is my honor to protect a woman. Look. And you know what? I'm going to get slammed for saying this. But every time I see a drunk chick in my neighborhood, my first thought isn't, oh, snap, I should escort her home and make sure she is safe. And mind you, and I know this is going to sound like a contradiction, but if I happen to be walking through my neighborhood and I just so happen to see a rape occurring, yes, I am going to jump in. Not so much for her benefit. It's because I want to kick the crap out of a rapist for my own ego. Let's just be real about it. I'm not some white knight. I am the Dark Knight. I'm Batman. No, I'm just kidding. But it's, I mean, but the thing is, you know, it's crap like this that Jeremy Loveday, a challenge to men, like, he's putting the responsibility of a woman's safety on my lap, so I gotta be out there with my cape and my batarang and you know, my bat car. We gotta make sure these drunk girls don't get raped. Seriously, I should get a camera for this show. I should really be able to, because you guys should really see my facial expressions while I'm talking. But, this whole thing just gets me sick. I'm going to put a description when I upload this to YouTube. It's also going to be part of the podcast in the description. And I already tweeted him, like, how dare he? And, you know, of course, it's already got 193,740. Okay, not that much. It's far from viral. Because viral, you have to hit 1 million for it to be considered viral, I think. But this is what I put, and so far it's gotten 5 likes. No, Emmer Effer. How about women take responsibility for a effing change? Always lumping stuff on men. How about they act like, I don't know, adults for F's sake? I hope you get tons of women from selling out your own effing gender, buddy. Effing bees treat us like GD rapists. It is not my responsibility to protect a sloppy drunk bee or one dressed like an ut. I'm trying to clean up my language for Miss Miranda's husband, because apparently, you know, he has virgin ears. And you know what? This is kind of a challenge for me. Let me see if I can do this without cussing. Ut from her own or from her own actions. Hey, how about this? How about women stop raping boys and girls? Effing bees, you take responsibility. And so far, it's gotten 5 likes. Another comment. Other comments here. What about men sticking up for themselves and stating that it's not male-only problem, but a male-female problem, and then providing evidence for this? Please educate me. But of course, you'll have that chick with the red hair, Chanty Binks, saying, it's patriarchy. And shut the F up and listen to me. It's patriarchy. No, schnookums. It's feminazism. Because you know what? I don't have to be taught not to rape. I don't have to be taught not to smack a woman. And I'm not going to lie. Look, I'm not going to lie. I've never lied on this show. Yes, I've hit a woman before. It wasn't one I was in a relationship with. It was one that tried to beat me in junior high school. Like, every single effing day in junior high. Because I was fat. Some black little girl. All she would ever do, she would see me and try kicking my face off my shoulders. Or try kicking me in the nuts. Punching me in the face. And I always didn't fight back until she caught me on a bad day. Which, when my parents were going through a divorce. Yeah, she picked a good day. I grabbed her by the throat and threw her across the room. And honestly, I'm going to be honest. I felt good about doing that because she kept tormenting me, abusing me, and no one did anything because, hey, she's a girl. You could take it. You're bigger than her. It hurt. I mean, she couldn't break any of my bones because she was like built like a Somalian, but still it hurt. I mean, it's like, it's only so many times you keep getting punched in the face, punch kick, and it's like, wait, I'm not earning this butt kicking. I didn't do nothing to her. I barely even talked to her. I'll be talking to my friends all of a sudden. He's like, what you said? Boom. She was insane. And then there was this other chick that tried to stab me with a pencil. I still remember. Her name was Sabrina. And not the one from We Are Change. It was like another chick. And this was this was also in junior high school. But she ended up getting expelled for it. She actually stabbed me once with a pencil and tried to stab me again. And I flipped out again. You know, and like, look, it's not like I feel like a man, like, oh, snap, you know, I beat up a girl. Like, it's nothing, but it's like when you keep getting hit, keep getting hit, keep getting hit, keep getting hit, what are you supposed to do? But no, no one wants to talk about that type of violence. It's perfectly normal. It's funny. It's funny when a woman hits a man. It's like, oh, yeah, girl power when you see Nikita freaking kick the crap out of some dude on TV or some chick do some kung fu on television and beat up a guy twice her size. Yeah, girl power! Yeah! And everyone's probably already seen that ABC with John Quiñones. And I said that properly because I'm Hispanic too. Quiñones. You know, guys hitting girls, you know, girls hitting guys, yeah, you know, it's the guy should be able to take it. Oh, I didn't think about protecting the man. Yeah, no one talks about that shit. But when the guy finally flips out, because look, I'm sorry, there's only so much a man can take. There's only so much tolerance getting punched in the face before before a guy flips the switch in his head automatically. It's not like usually when it happens, it's not a guy planning, oh, I'm gonna kick her ass. No, it's like, bang, uh-oh, you shut down. Like this, I'm explaining what happened to me. I completely shut down. It's like my rational brain, my human side, I guess, if you want to go, I'm just using the metaphor, my reptilian brain took over and whooped that, kicked the butt. Can I say ass? Miranda, what words is your husband, just text me, what words are your husband offended by? I mean, it's hold on, let me play the music here. Yeah, I keep forgetting to play this music. Get me in the mood. I mean, and this guy, he's like just ignoring it. He's like, oh man, we need to take off our masks. What mask are we wearing? I mean, he's in Canada. A lot of my MRA brothers are up there having to deal with sexist crap. And yet, we are viewed like the rape apologists. I am not apologizing for rape. Rape is horrible. I've never done it. I've been falsely accused of it. Gotten my butt kicked because I was falsely accused of it. Never got an apology for it. Yet, I'm told every day, you should move on. To this day, I can't trust a woman. I cannot fully give myself because of it. And that's no different than from a real rape victim. She won't be able to trust a man. It will be hard for her to move on. But oh, God forbid somebody say, get over it. Yeah, I'm told to get over it. Yeah, I know. I admit it happened 11 years ago. Yet I'm supposed to just be okay with that. And this guy, Jeremy, some half-breed looking dude on top of it. Jeremy Loveday. You know it ain't gonna work. Because I would love to see Chanty Binks just start yelling at him. I would love to see all these feminists. They're still going to attack him. Because he has a penis. Feminists are bigots. Guys like me start off as nice guys. It is feminists that create guys like me. It is the feminist way of thinking that create men like me. It is men like me that will just say, you know what? If that's what you think, bye. Like, you know, I try to be the nice guy. You know, case in point. See this girl on her damn tablet walking into a busy avenue, almost got hit by a car. Oh, stupid me. Well, I mean, I don't know stupid me, but, you know, it was reflexes. I grab her and pull her back before a New York City yellow cab, which, notoriously, bad drivers. If you've seen in the news, one took a British citizen's leg off during the summer. Almost clipped her. You know what happened? She smacked the crap out of me. Don't touch me! Oh, I cussed her out. I was like, you know you almost got hit by a damn car, right? And I didn't even grab her body. I grabbed her by the strap, her purse strap. Cause she was walking into damn traffic. Oh, that taught me a lesson. Next time I'm just gonna let a chick get hit by a car and just go home. I didn't see nothing, officer. Can I go? Like, why? They don't want to take responsibility for their own actions. She was dressed appropriately for the weather. She wasn't, well, her pants were tight, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. She didn't look like a prostitute to me, so it's whatever. You know, then I catch a smack to the face. You almost get hit by a car. Thank you. Because apparently all Puerto Ricans just rape, right? Bunch of racists. Like, I'm really tired of like the like videos like this, like Mask Off, a challenge to men by Jeremy Loveday. Like, seriously, tweet his ass at Jeremy Loveday and go and I highly recommend you downrate this video. Hell, I mean, if there's a legitimate way to flag it, then why not? It is bigotry towards men. It should be taken off. It was up since September, long enough. We shouldn't allow. I mean, what if like women? You should stop throwing your tampons into the garbage. You should stop treating guys like crap. If you don't like a way what a guy does, leave. Don't try to change him. Because that's gender violence. Ladies, if a guy's cheating on you, how's about you be an adult and leave? Don't start scratching up his garb, his car. Don't burn his clothes. Be an adult. Leave. He didn't punch you in the face. He didn't damage your property. He didn't kill you by cheating, if he cheated. He just has some issues to work out himself. And you destroying his stuff doesn't help him. I know you're in pain, and you know sometimes it happens. But if the roles were reversed, a guy can't do that. A guy would just have to swallow it and still be blamed for why she cheated. It's great, isn't it? Treat a man like garbage. He just has to suck it up. Treat a woman like garbage. Oh, you're less than a man. You know, it's so easy to lose your man card. It could be revoked for any little thing. Having feelings, revoked. Reacting to betrayal from a girl that you thought you were in love with, revoked. Getting cheated on, not even your fault, but the fact that she cheated on you. Oh, you can't keep a woman. You're not a man. Revoked. Let a girl punch you in the face. It's not, yo, why are you punching them in the face? No, it's like, you got punched by a girl. Revoked. Yet me talking like this would be, well, I will get accused of woman hating. But no, no, spoken word like this and conscious male a few years back. Bravo, bravissimo, encore, encore. Oh my goodness, you're such a forward thinker. You know what? And you know what? And I'll get comments like, your mother's a woman. Yeah, your father's a man. Your grandfather is a man. Your great-grandfather that fought in the wars to make sure you still have liberty was a man. The guy, your great-granduncle that probably died in the trenches is a man. The people that are fighting in Iraq are men. The people that keep society moving, despite the garbage that they're doing in Washington, making it harder and harder for them to make ends meet, but they still roll their sleeves up and try to do the best they can, are men. Brothers, cousins, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, all men. How's about you show some respect for those guys? And stop treating us all like rapists. I've never raped. And I'm not saying there's no such thing as rape. I'm sure they are. The statistics show. But when compared to the population of men in America, the rate is the number is small. When compared to all male victims of rape, it is very, very small. So, Jeremy Loveday, I hope you got a lot of play from this. But be sure, you have pissed off a lot of people. You pissed me off. And if you don't like the words I say, don't make a poem. Come see me. I'm in Brooklyn. Message me. I'll give you directions. And yes, we can have a discussion face to face or hand to hand. This is Louis B. And this was my rant. Men, women, let's stop fighting. Let's be real. I won't coddle you. You don't coddle me. Let's have a real discussion instead of blaming each other for everything. Let's be real. This is Louis B. I'm out.